This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
Time for overrated, underrated. We'll both throw something up and give a brief explanation as to why we think it's overrated or underrated. If the other person agrees, it goes into the Hall of Fame. If not, it's never spoken of again. I want to talk about something that I feel is overrated, and that is national anthems. I get it. I've been in moments when the national anthem has been an amazing celebration. You know, after a gold medal win in the Olympics, for example. It's a very proud moment. But, like, they're a little long. When you have to sit through, like, another country's national anthem that's, like, 2.5 minutes before something you're excited to watch, like a sporting event.
Whenever I hear the American national anthem, I get really nervous because there are some notes in there that I don't know this person's singing.
Right.
What if they don't hit them?
Yeah, and like you look at something like the Super Bowl when they're singing the anthem and then they've got God Bless America and then they've got one. Like, you're 15 minutes in. I don't know. It's just the world moves a little faster now. I say we make a transition to your national anthem has to be under a minute if you want to sing it.
You feel the same way about songs at karaoke? You think they should be shortened versions?
Yeah.
It's a thing now with newer artists. Back in the 60s, 70s, especially the 80s and 90s, songs are 4 minutes long, not with new artists.
Exactly.
They're 2 minutes.
Yeah, people's attention span is shorter. I understand what national anthems are about. I just think they're a little overrated and that they're a little long.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my turn. I am actually going with the opposite. I'm going with underrated today. I think that Pepto-Bismol is underrated.
Okay.
The commercial itself breaks it all down and they aren't lying to us. Sometimes you see products on the market and you're like, I don't believe that it actually fixes all these things. No, seriously, Pepto-Bismol will help your nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. They cover all the bases except for one thing. Did you know that it also helps dogs when they have runny poop?
Really?
Well, consult with your veterinarian, but that's what Google told me.
Huh.
It truly cures some of the body's most annoying everyday problems.
It doesn't taste too bad
either.
It's
not that bad. It's a little chalky. It turns your poop a bit too black. Kind of scary when it comes out, but...
What?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
It's a thing.
How often are you using?
Not often, but I'm considering picking up a bottle, at the gas station on my way home today.
Just having it in tow?
Why not?
Speaking of long songs, their theme song is a little long.
Do you agree with me or do you disagree that it is underrated?
Yeah, I'll let you get away with this one. It's close, but I will say that Pepto-Bismol is underrated.
You could get it in pill form.
Yeah, that's true. Little travel ones. Big jugs.
The biggest jugs.
Speaking of underrated...
No.
What moment was ruined for you and why?
It was my grandfather's funeral and all of us cousins were in a row and it was time to sing a hymn. And so, you know how you have the warbler in church?
No, I don't even know what that means.
There's like always an old lady who thinks she's an opera diva.
Right. She sings a little too hard.
Okay.
And too loud and not well. And so we're all sitting there and we have a massive family. So my grandmother and all of the aunts and uncles and my mom and my dad are all sitting in front row. All of us cousins are sitting behind my grandmother and we start laughing and we're like in hysterics laughing, like cry laughing. And grandma turns around and she's like, "It's okay, dears. It's okay." No, we're dying laughing because this woman was beyond over everybody else. And it was packed with people. And all you can hear was the horrible warbler.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Amazing.
Thank you for sharing the story, Rachel. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, you too.
I thought she was going to say when it was time to sing hymn, that they sang the band hymn instead of like a church hymn. All right, let's hear this story. What did this guy do?
Okay, so this happened in Vancouver 4 years ago. They're still married, but she shared this video online. It has 2 million views now, And she titled it, "This was supposed to be the most romantic moment of my life." And it's her walking down the aisle and her husband-to-be checks his phone.
He pulled his phone out of his pocket and checked it.
Yep. He's looking at his phone. She said, "I think he was really nervous. I know his vows were on his phone, but still inexcusable." And then it went so viral with people in the comments being like, "Divorce this guy. This guy sucks."
Right.
They're still together. And she posted another video with him being like, "Babe, can you tell everyone in the world why you checked your phone?" His response was, "Crypto never sleeps."
Which is a really good answer.
Which is a really funny response. Yeah, but I bet he was nervous and it's habit for him to look at it. But in that moment, nah.
Let's hope so. And that he wasn't like just swiping. Like fires up Tinder.
My mom's wedding in Hawaii, we were stuck in a limo for 10 hours in their worst traffic jam in history.
10 hours?
Yeah, we were we ran out of booze, we all had to pee, and then poor Mama Bear just broke down, and we missed the whole wedding. They obviously couldn't get a refund. Yeah, it wasn't the best day ever.
No,
so
that's insane.
Was it just you and your mom and immediate family? Was her husband-to-be in the limo as well, or was he waiting at the altar?
He was in another limo. We were all stuck in traffic.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Yeah.
2,000 people were polled, ages 18 to 34, and 8 out of 10 of them think gardening is cool. Turns out more than half of them would rather go to a garden center than a nightclub.
Really?
18 to 34. They said going to pick up new plants brings them so much joy. They love to just look through all of the different shrubs, flowers, decide what they want to put in their garden. I just think that's pretty awesome.
I feel like a lot of people really like the idea of a garden, but then when it comes time to weed it, they're like, nah. Tell me something good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the weeding is the worst part.
Yeah. My story is about biodegradable fix for a problem, especially the more that shipping happens. So around 3 million tons of polystyrene is used to create those styrofoam shipping package thingies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so when you pull out the item, it's surrounded by that styrofoam.
Yeah, so a company has realized, a guy was eating popcorn in a movie theater, and he's like, wait a minute, this is like the same consistency and weight as those styrofoam things, and I bet it's a lot better for the environment.
And a lot more delicious.
No, you're not going to want to eat it. But so he implemented this, and he actually reached out to Corn Flakes and asked what they do with like their leftovers, the stuff they can't use anymore, and realized that with the right amount of steam that they can pop those kernels and use them for shipping.
Cool.
But they're entirely biodegradable.
Wait.
Unlike the styrofoam, which is just an excess amount of waste. Tell me
something good. Play 107.
Well, I found this surprising.
Your dentist may be able to tell that you are pregnant. Not only due to the nausea and enamel erosion, but due to something called pregnancy gingivitis, which is seen in 30 to 50% of pregnant patients. Gums become inflamed, tender, and more prone to bleeding.
Interesting. So a dentist might be able to tell that you're pregnant. I was like, what?
30 to 50%. Interesting. I was just going to say, doesn't add up because every time I go, my gums bleed like crazy.
They haven't said anything yet?
I'm just kidding. My gums have actually improved so much.
Mm.
Every time I go, I feel like so proud of myself because they're like, wow.
You're actually flossing.
Holy.
I find the whole pregnancy thing so interesting. There are some women I've talked to that are like, yeah, I just knew
that they were pregnant.
Yeah.
Without even any symptoms.
Exactly. Feel like even with my daughter, my ex-wife just knew.
So then what happens? You're like, oh, okay, I think I'm pregnant. And then you just go and get a test to confirm it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa.
Go get tested. Or like you wait it out to see if the cycle happens, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's obviously the number one way, I would assume, that women have found out they're pregnant. But I bet there's some other ways as well. Like, I find it such a mystery, the women that don't find out until they give birth, those stories. I'm like, what?
How?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense in my mind. Yours involved a Fitbit.
Fitbit actually tracks my heart rate, and I learned as soon as your egg is fertilized, your heart rate increases incredibly. So my heart rate went from a normal of like 72, 75 resting heart rate per minute or whatever it's called, to like 105. And it did that within 5 days of conception.
What a great way to figure that out.
No, but you're going to be so stressed every time
I'll
your heart rate
goes. I'll walk up a flight of stairs and be like, oh, God.
I'm pregnant for the third time this month.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly how it goes down.
Play.
It's time for the Nostalgia Off with Ryder and Lisa.
From Ustara and Company.
Play 107.
All right, so we each have a list of five things that should bring you back, at least some of them. And you just let us know whose list hits you in the feels harder. We usually put a wager on it. Today's wager is that the loser has to do their hair in the best 90s style they can for the show tomorrow.
You don't have any hair.
Way she goes.
No.
I'll wear a wig. I have a wig that's like 90s-esque. How's that?
Promise?
Yeah.
You have to wear it for the entire show if you lose.
Sure. My first one, getting some lunch at Zeller's.
Oh, do we go back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do. Spending $6.99 for a scratchy version of a song to use as your ringtone.
Your super baggy pants getting really wet on the bottom, especially when you had to walk in snow.
Getting your camera developed and it was all just really bad angled selfies.
Calling someone a snack? Nah, we had a better one. It was all that and a bag of chips.
Bringing your massive black binder on road trips full of burnt CDs.
It's not the size of dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog. No fear.
Pushing the diamond belly button on your troll doll. Nothing ever happened. It was just a gem, but it was really fun to touch.
And my last one is being super excited to get a new CD, then it taking 15 minutes to get into because of the damn plastic.
Or remember you'd buy a CD and you thought it was a full version, but really it was just like three of their songs before their real album came out. Mandy Moore got me with that one. I was so mad. And my last one, when your parents made you clean your room before you were able to do anything fun, so you just shoved all your clothes in the closet or in the laundry basket and yelled, done.
All right, let's blast through our list.
Okay.
Getting some lunch at Zeller's. Your baggy pants getting really wet at the bottom. The saying all that in a bag of chips. No fear clothing line. And being super excited to get a new CD, but then that being tarnished because you couldn't get into the plastic.
Whose list brought you back more? Here's mine. I'll spit fire. Spending way too much money for a really crappy version of a ringtone. Getting your camera developed and they're all just really bad angled selfies. Bringing your massive black binder on road trips full of burnt CDs. Pushing the diamond belly button on your troll doll. And when your parents made you clean your room so you just shoved all the clothes in the closet or clean clothes in the laundry.
Play 107.
Thank you for the votes. It looks like I edged out Lisa, and so she will be wearing a 90s hairstyle tomorrow on the show. Check our social for updates on that.
Yeah, we'll get some videos up.
So phase two today, and this one's hitting a bit different.
Well, it's so weird. I just saw one of my friends posting that they were walking into their gym.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking in, going for a workout.
Yeah, and like going into, you know, a restaurant for lunch.
Right.
It feels like it's been so long. And I wonder if when the numbers were high, but the restrictions weren't really in place yet, if most of us were just a little more careful. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Like,
it feels like a long time since I've done anything normal. Like, other than golf has always felt quite normal to me, and it's been allowed most of this time. But like, slow pitch starts next Thursday for me. I'm so excited.
Are you going to be able to handle it?
I'm going to take it way too seriously.
That's what happened when you played dodgeball, though, and then
I blew my knee. Don't jinx this. Don't jinx this for me.
Well, don't take these recreational sports so seriously.
No, I didn't mean like I'm not going to try extra hard. I'm just going to like dress the part. I'm going to have like an arm sleeve.
You're going to drink the part, too.
Eye black. Yeah, I'm Ubering there. You're pretty excited for a few things that are coming up. You really want to hit a movie theater.
Yes, I know. I've said it several times on the show this morning, yes. But it is the first day that movie theaters are back open. And I don't think people realize how more fun some of the movie theaters are going to be. Like, have you checked out the new Landmark Theater in Tamarack?
It's incredible
inside.
That's
the closest place that I'm allowed to go. Like, that's closest to where I live.
Yeah.
And they even have, like, little booths that are nice and socially distanced. You don't have to sneak by people down the aisles
right.
anymore.
Yeah, they've kind of changed the game at that one.
They have so much space, you could do somersaults down the aisle.
We don't recommend it, though.
I might. No, that's how excited I am.
The popcorn kernels on the floor would really hurt if you did a somersault with them. You're also maybe hitting a gym, going back to F45.
I did, yeah. I booked my first workout for Saturday morning. It's going to be... not good for me. No judgment. We're not allowed to judge each other.
No, that's
right. The rule.
Yeah. Maybe if you practice your somersaults enough at the movie theater, you'll be able to really crush your workout.
Good call.
Play 107.
So my daughter is obsessed with turtles and really wants one to the point that she even like wrote a song with her music teacher and recorded the track. Maybe I'll play a little bit of it coming up in a bit. But I just wanted to know if anybody has experience with turtles. Her mom made her a deal that if she cleans her room, keeps her room clean for a month straight, she can get one. We're at like 2 months now. She hasn't been able to complete the mission yet.
No. But
my guess is if she's persistent enough and like at least keeps it somewhat tidy that she may end up with one.
Don't turtles live to be like 50?
A typical pet turtle can live between 10 and 80 years.
80. Are you kidding me?
So, yeah, I guess if you don't like it, you've got quite a commitment on your hands, but...
Well, also, is it a phase? When you're 9 years old, do you love turtles for the rest of your life? How does it work?
I don't know. I could see having a turtle being a pretty good time.
Okay, the first thing that popped up when I typed in turtle as house pet, says it's an article that says, turtles can make great pets, but do your homework first. That reminds me of when we got a rabbit when I was a kid, and it hated being touched. It would attack you. And I was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, that's pretty boring.
What am I going to do with this rabbit?
And most rabbits are like super like sneaky and like don't like humans.
Yeah,
so they'll just like run and hide all the time. That's pretty lame.
Okay, we're getting a lot of texts about having a turtle. They stink. We had them as class pets, says Michelle. Talk your daughter into a tortoise. They're way easier to look after.
I'm today years old when I found out that tortoise and turtle are not the same thing. My old roommate had one. The thing was a huge pain in the ass because it takes me from Chris.
Okay, so why? Like, why are they a pain in the ass when they move so slow? I have so much to learn. Tortoise versus turtle.
I'm excited to hear what the answer is.
Okay, ready? One major key difference is that tortoises spend most of their time on land and turtles are adapted for a life spent in water. Okay, well then obviously she needs to get a tortoise. More so.
Well, unless she also wants an aquarium.
Tortoises live. How long do
why are you so worried about how long this turtle's going to live?
Because get her a fish. That's 1 year of cleaning. A tank.
This text from TU says my middle kid went through the same phase. It'll pass. You wait long enough.
See, her mom is a genius. She's like, keep your room clean for a month straight and you'll get it. And like, you know that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Play 107.
Johnny, who's in after 10 normally, joins us on the show right now. And you have an opinion on this, and it's a strong one.
Hard no, never, do not. Do not pass go. Do not collect the $200. Do not stop it right now. Shut her down.
Why?
I had two growing up, and they were so much work. We had to, they don't stop growing, number one. They just grow and grow and grow to the tank. Like, right? So you have to get a new tank all the time. So that's like 200, 500 bucks.
Tanks are expensive.
Super expensive, right? Then their nails grow super long, so they get really scratchy when you have to take them out of the tank to clean the tank. Then the tanks get gross. You have to clean on a weekly basis.
Right.
Weekly, guys. Like, and they stink.
And
weekly.
Not just like scooping out the water like a fish tank.
No,
like
it's totally emptied out the whole water, put it all in, get the chemical balance correct again. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's a big ordeal.
Okay.
Hard. No.
100% of the texts that are rolling in are also agreeing, do not do it.
Yeah.
They're super cute to start. Like the first 2 months, oh, it's the best.
Like, and you let it like crawl on you and then you put it back in the tank. But then it's just like a no-go after
and
that.
And right downhill.
Okay.
Megan said turtles carry salmonella.
So look at a tortoise because they don't.
Yeah.
And we're hearing a lot of tortoise over turtle talk here. But let me just show you something. Here is a part of the song that my daughter wrote and recorded with her music teacher. Are you ready?
Silence told me to book. You got no fur, though. You're just a turtle. I don't know if my mom will let me. I was thinking a pet may be a turtle. I don't want to be
So now where are you at?
I think you should get one.
In regards to the turtle thing, does it have to be a big one?
Well, they start small, but I think, don't they all get bigger? Is there certain breeds of turtle that maybe stay small?
There are some aquatic ones you can get at the pet stores that are just, they stay tiny.
Oh.
You can put them in a fish tank with like some goldfish and a couple other fish.
Well, that's definitely the
answer.
Just
get her a hermit crab. Same thing.
And paint it green.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play 107.